Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine VP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Dr. Kevin Morse. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Good.
Well, I'm not really doing fine. What am I saying? I've got my second summer cold, and here's the thing. I normally don't get a summer cold, so I wasn't scheduled for either one of these, and this is the second one, and it didn't feel like... Turn your microphone on.
Oh, yeah. You schedule your cold?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. I'm very busy. I don't have time to have cold. the thing is, Doc, I've got a sore throat, and I thought I had a fever. It turns out I didn't. I was just, you know, feeling feverish.
Sure, it's not allergies. They're really bad right now, aren't they, Doc? Allergy. Everybody's got them.
No, it's a sore throat.
Absolutely. Yep.
What do you know? You're a doctor. No, the sore throat thing is really the only symptom. So what do you got, Doc? What do you do?
And it's good that you had a job where you don't have to talk a lot, so that'll be fine.
Yeah. He pushed through. Such a professional.
Yeah, and he never complains when he has a summer cold.
No.
Well, I schedule the complaints as well.
We never know he's sick.
No. We don't know he's sick, and we don't know when his birthday is. That's kind of unusual.
So what do I do, Doc? There's other people driving to work right now with a sore throat. It's not just me.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things is, for those of you sitting around Steve, don't touch him, don't shake his hand, don't do any of that, so stay away from him. You should wash your hands frequently. The big thing right now for you is going to be pushing fluids as much as you can. You know, your throat is sore a lot because if you're congested at all in the nose and sinuses, you breathe through your mouth all night, so you wake up and you're like, wow, I can't even talk. So that portion of it, the vast, vast, vast majority, 99.9% of these are viruses. You do not need an antibiotic for this. But I think today's your day with Abigail Grace, so make sure that you kind of keep your distance from her. And it's very nice that you didn't blame this on her.
No,
because,
absolutely.
Well,
she's never done anything wrong. Why would I blame it on her now?
Correct. But we'll start to see now that school's back in session, you're going to see a lot more adults with colds because of their kids bringing them home from school.
Well, here's the weird part. I don't have any nasal congestion.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Doc, don't
just
you think
wait.
That Steve should maybe wear one of the masks that you see people wear on the airplane?
Would you like he this for just, the rest of the show?
Yeah, he just would wear the mask all day. When he goes to see the grandkids.
Or should she and I just go home?
I think we're out of here.
I don't like any of those options. So how was your weekend?
Not bad. Hey, you know, it's the first time I think that the rain started on Monday morning instead of Saturday morning. So it was perfect weather. You couldn't beat best weather. So got out and played a little golf with my brother, and that was fun.
And hi to Brad. Dr. Kevin Most is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Hi to Kurt as well. Hi to the entire Most family, for that matter.
Yeah.
And little Jerry Most is going to be our Blackhawks expert coming soon. He's 6, I think, right?
He is 7, and he's back at school. So yeah. 7.
So we're gonna pull him out of school.
Yep.
all right. So we have the first vaping death, an Illinois individual. Does this tell us anything, or do we need more? You know, sadly, more people to be sick and die.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely need more information, but it is very concerning. This big, I shouldn't say big, substantial outbreak of severe lung cases, severe lung illness in individuals who have been vaping. Over 200 cases now. It's kind of interesting. It was clustered in the Midwest, and now it's kind of spread to about 16 states. And then, like you said, we had a death here in Illinois on Friday that they're linking to the vaping. So the CDC is concerned. They're trying to figure out exactly what it is, what in it caused it, or was it a tainted cartridge that other things were put into it that caused this?
That's the concern, right? Because there's no regulatory body over vaping, I suppose, right?
Correct. Correct. And this illness is not to be taken lightly. I mean, you're talking about severe lung disease. Many of these people have ended up on ventilators. They have permanent lung damage. So, you know, there's lots of reasons to not vape. And this one hopefully will get the attention of people. And actually keeping it in the media is very important right now.
Am I wrong about this? I mean, isn't the primary reason for the boom of vaping is because people think it's better than smoking cigarettes?
Correct. Correct. They think it's safer than smoking cigarettes. Now, if you look at it overall, it is, right? There's 70 known carcinogens in cigarettes, and we have, you know, 45 million people smoking these. That's why lung cancer is as high as it is and heart disease is as high as it is. But really, the ploy for vaping used to be use it as a crutch to those individuals who want to stop smoking. And that's not how it's being used right now.
So what about the cigarettes portion? Are more people smoking or less?
No, you know, there is a slight decrease in the number of people smoking, which is good. But with this huge increase in vaping, that's the concern. You know, we have, especially in adolescents and teens, yeah. You know, nicotine is so addicting.
Too.
Exactly. Matter of fact, if you ask most of the individuals when they first start, they don't think that there's any nicotine in it. They think it's the flavoring at all, and they think it's so much safer. And yet that nicotine is so addicting, gets absorbed so quickly from our lungs into our brain, and that we get that hits a pleasure center, and then it's gone, and then you have this craving for more. So it's nicotine is highly, highly addictive, and people need to understand that nicotine is in these e-cigarettes.
The incidence of lung cancer, going up or going down?
Going up still. So we're still playing the catch-up for the people that have been smoking for the last 40 years. So we're still starting to see that. One of the issues we have now, at least one of the positive things I would say, is that we are at least doing screening now for any individual who has a history of smoking, who has quit, or has a recent history of smoking, so that we can do CAT scans now to do a lung screening. So most cancers, lung cancers, by the time you find them, are very difficult to treat. But we know if we can do this screening on the known smokers, so these are those individuals who are 50, 60, 70 years old, we can find it early enough where it can be a surgical cure. So we know there's still an increase because of the catch-up, but you're starting to see, hopefully, that the next generation, you'll see a decrease in lung cancer.
The nicotine problem is that it can cause a number of diseases, not just heart and lung. I didn't know this. Diabetes, too?
Yeah. Yeah, so nicotine, when you look at nicotine, it causes our heart rate to go up, causes our blood pressure to go up, causes inflammation, and, you know, as we show, a very large increase in the number of diabetics who use nicotine. So it's a drug that's not very safe and very concerning because of its highly addictive nature.
Your microphone again.
So, Doc, should we just go to the patch instead of the vape pen then if people are trying to quit?
Well, there's good things and bad things about both of them, right? So the patch is great because you can do the exact same thing that you can do with the vaping, where you can decrease the amount of nicotine that's absorbed. So you start with a patch that is higher in nicotine and then slowly taper down so that the nicotine portion of your craving, the addiction, is gone. You can do the same with the vaping pens. The other thing with the vaping pens is part of that addiction is the hand-to-mouth motion. You probably have seen people say, well, you know what, part of the way I'm quitting smoking is I'm going to have carrots or celery, so I always have that motion.
Why don't you carry around a kettlebell?
Yeah. But with the e-cigarettes, it gets to your brain so much faster than it does with the patch. So it's a tough one, and I think anything we can do to get people to quit smoking is one thing. But like I said, the vast majority of these people of using e-cigarettes is not to quit.
All right, we'll come back with more of this in a second. If you have a question, I'll try to get that in too. Text line is 312-981-7200. Again, I'm better than I sound. Of course, I usually think that, huh? Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Dr. Kevin Most, we're talking about vaping and cigarette smoking. And you were just talking about patches a second ago. What about the gum, the nicotine gum? Does that work?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, any of these that deliver nicotine to your body and get you that nicotine craving to decrease. So you have the patches, you have the gum, you have the vaping. And then there's also prescription medications, you know. Chantix and things like that, where we know that there's other prescription medications that may help to decrease the craving as well.
But you have to want to quit, right? You really have to want to.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing is, you know, many studies have shown that about 70% of people that are smoking right now really would like to quit, but yet the success rate is about 3%. So it's very, very difficult. It just shows you how the addictive nature of nicotine is.
Yeah, my late father, who had a number of heart attacks, couldn't quit smoking.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody in my family couldn't quit smoking. At one point, my sister had a patch on and was still smoking.
Right.
And I was like, you cannot do that. Stop.
She's covered in patches, chewing
yes,
the gum
like
and smoking.
Two patches and smoking. And I'm like, this is not working.
It's not good.
Doc, does it matter what you're vaping, or is all vaping dangerous? Because people are vaping all sorts of stuff.
Correct, Gee, and that's probably one of the biggest concerns. We know that this is a gateway to other smoking of other stuff, right? So if you look, and it's a gateway to regular tobacco, it's a gateway to marijuana. The flavorings have all been tested on intestinal taking it in, right? So we think about flavoring in foods. Well, the FDA tested those, it making it go through your intestinal tract. We haven't really looked at it to say, wait, now we have this flavoring that's in the e-cigarettes. How is that impacting our lungs? And the other thing that's interesting, G, that you said is that, you know, we don't know what's in them. Well, they just did a study that came out last week that showed that even vaping that has no nicotine whatsoever in it, just everything else except the nicotine, still has an impact on our arteries in our body. So that is very concerning.
But what about people that have to smoke medicinal marijuana? Is it better for them to do it via vaping versus smoking?
There's probably not a huge difference there. Okay. It's probably almost safer smoking there because then you don't have any of the additional chemicals that are used in vaping.
Oh, got it.
And a lot of those medicinal marijuanas are not like the tobaccos where they have been treated with chemicals and all the carcinogens there. So the medicinal marijuana one is kind of interesting, back and forth.
So you're recommending I go home and go to bed right after the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we weren't talking about that right then?
No, I'm sorry.
I lost track.
Oh, no. Yeah. He blacked out from the fever.
I would recommend, not blacking out, I would recommend more highly than ever, read the notes that we post along with Dr. Most podcast every day, because you got great stuff in here by smoking. You know, and Doc, if you could have parents get their kids to read this, or a wife for a husband, or a husband for a wife, just read it. It's actual medicine here.
Husbands aren't going to read it. They don't even go to the doctor.
Well, you know what? Read it to them out loud. Follow them around the house and read it out loud. Anyway, 312-981-7200 is the number here. Doc, for people that want to get your podcast, go to WGNradio.com or download the app.
You got it.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it. Take care, you guys.